assure you, many resistance fighters have infiltrated, and many will continue to infiltrate.
State-sponsored terrorism is crossing our border, sponsored by the United States, the United Nations, and countries that traditionally sponsor terror.
The reality is that the terrorism threat has been elevated throughout 2023, but the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening now. This is an emergency situation. The globalists are manipulating us from behind the scenes to bring in a global crisis so Biden can cancel the election and they can use the war as the pretext for claiming that that's why the economy has imploded, so the globalists don't get the blame. They can be the saviors and bring in their new central bank digital currency, the ESGs and more.
But it's not just Hamas. As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil.
I was like, wow. So the Islamic Republic is that close to me, even here? In Brooklyn, and this is the nature of the Islamic Republic, kidnapping their dissidents and executing them.
The cyber targeting of American interests and critical infrastructure that we already see conducted by Iran and non-state actors alike, we can expect to get worse if the conflict expands, as will the threat of kinetic attacks.
What new tactics do hackers have up their sleeves? Will they use more ransomware to hold data hostage, or cyber spying and espionage to access secret information? And more importantly, is the U.S. actually prepared to defend itself?
Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Hezbollah has publicly expressed its support for Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
If you count both terms of the Obama administration and the Trump administration, that was 6 million people that illegally crossed the border. Under this president, in less than 3 years, not 12, in less than three, we now have had more than 6 million people illegally cross the border.
Your job would be a whole lot easier if this year we hadn't encountered 169 people on the terror watch list. Now, Mr. Secretary, I want a number. How many people have you let into this country?
I should also comment.
I'll give you the number. It's about 6 million. About 1.7 million as known gotaways. Now, again, we don't know who these people are. We just know that they've come to this country and they're residing somewhere.
Senator, you speak of encounters, and
my questions? Where did these 6 million people go? Are you keeping track of them? To what extent do we have a handle on where these 6 million people are in America?
Senator, as you well know, when an individual is indeed released, they are released into immigration enforcement proceedings and are subject to removal if they do not have a legal basis to remain in the United States.
You're not answering the question. Where do these people reside?
If those numbers seem jaw-dropping, consider that 9/11 was committed by just 20 terrorists. 20 terrorists are only 0.0012% of Biden's 1.7 million known gotaways.
Your question to suggest that that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
You have employees who are celebrating genocide, and you are saying it's despicable for me to ask the question?
The Biden administration treason will be responsible for an unthinkable yet imminent Islamic conquest. Ask yourself, why else would millions of illegal military-aged men from 96 countries presently roam the interior of the United States with zero natural...
Please, remember, We are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From Syria. From Syria? You're from Syria too?
Yeah. Sí.
All over. Okay, okay. Where are you going?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. You?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Columbus.
Columbus.
Texas.
Texas.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
Texas.
Texas.
New York.
New York.
California.
California. Chicago. You?
Michigan.
You?
New York.
New York. You?
New York.
New York. You?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. You?
New York.
New York. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. We are here for the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host for the evening, Royce White. I can't be more happy, more honored, in a better place at a better moment in American history than right here with you this evening for another incredible Alex Jones Show. I want to thank the entire InfoWars team for calling on me, the Hatchet Man, to fill in for the great Alex Jones tonight. I want to say thank you to Alex Jones. What an incredible honor, as always. You know, when you get a call, when you get a message, a text message from a great patriot like Alex Jones, it can't help but brighten up your day a little bit. And I'm glad that he's in good spirits, and everybody that's descending down to try and take people out like him from speaking the truth that is now coming to fruition. And you saw a little bit of it there with the cold open. We have a massive, massive crisis, a massive, massive, what looks like invasion of the United States southern border and many other places as well, probably. I mean, who knows the full extent of this border crisis? You have some Democrats who won't even call it a crisis. They won't even say that the border is not secure, that, you know, the Ayanna Presleys of the world want to say, hey, this is just a humanitarian crisis. And for a long time, the narrative was these despot nations in Central and South America are a tyranny, poverty, are persecution, are all of the things that socialist, despot, autocrat type governments and regimes create. These things were causing the native or indigenous people of those lands to flee those lands in pursuit of a better life here in America. And at the same time, they say, hey, America is one of the most white supremacist, evil, historical countries in the entire world. But yet everybody wants to come here. Everybody needs to come here. Not only do they want to come, they need to come to our country. And then slowly but surely over time, the face of this humanitarian crisis, as they put it, quote unquote, because I don't believe in that rhetoric, but the face of the very face of this humanitarian crisis has changed. And now it's, Middle Easterns, people from Syria, people from Lebanon, people from Jordan, people from all of these different countries in the Middle East. And I sit here in Minnesota in a very, very, very big Somali immigrant population ourselves. And I think to myself, why are these people coming to our country? I don't understand. I'm almost at a loss for words. Not only am I at a loss for words for just how unsecure our border really is, but how people are willing to accept it. And then I think back to my conversations with my great friend Jason Whitlock or anybody else who I've had the privilege to sit down with. And when I say that we live in a jerk-off society, I mean it. And you out there in the InfoWars audience, you've been called the crazy ones. You've been the one, you've been the recipient of conspiracy theorists. And they call me it now, even for simply hosting the show. Well, is it really a conspiracy theory anymore? Our southern border's wide open. We have copious amounts of illegal immigrants coming in the country, all on the precipice of World War. And that's what I really want to talk to you about this evening. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it. And look, I don't have notes. I'm one of those strange characters who can get up here and talk for 2 hours. Maybe I talk too much. Maybe I have too much to say. Maybe I think too much of my own opinion. But for the next hour and a half to 2 hours, I get to share that opinion with you. And I'm not here to give you a pitch. I'm not here to tell you an answer. I'm here to, one, ask the right questions, and two, hopefully inspire you to consciously decide what role you're going to play as a citizen in the future of this great republic, because the time is now, and citizens are going to have to make that choice right now, maybe more than any time in American history. So I posted on my Twitter the other day, I said, listen, no more forever wars. Bottom line into discussion. And I had somebody respond, and they said to me, well, sometimes war finds you. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's true. Sometimes war does find you. This ain't one of those moments, folks. This is not one of those moments where war is just finding us. This is the result. This is the culmination. This is the climax of a post-World War II democratic liberal order that staked its entire plan, its entire format, its entire agenda on the idea that we needed to intermingle our markets globally with other rising powers, with other regimes, with other governments and economies. And with that, those economies, those governments, those regimes would be more accepting, would be more amenable to the idea of democracy and freedom, that we would westernize all these nations, whether it was China after Nixon and his whisperer Kissinger went in the 70s, or was the Middle East in the 80s and 90s, or it was Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union, or any of these places. Their whole pitch was, democracy is the best thing in the world. There's no better system than democracy. It's something everybody would want. That's why it's called the post-World War II democratic liberal order. And they thought, in their arrogance, in their elitist, narcissistic, self-centered, self-absorbed worldview, Atlanticist worldview, that everybody wanted to be like America. And hey, people should want to be more like America, but it's what America they really want to be like. And really, even more so, what America did we go and pitch to them? What America did we go sell them? Did we go to them with a ministry, with a message, with evangelical gospel and guide to how to create a better nation? Or did we go to tyranny ridden nations and play fast and loose with the truth and promote democracy as an international peacekeeping effort, while really we decided to siphon off national resources for some of them? We decided to use democracy as a Trojan horse to go into other nations and siphon off their resources and steal their resources, when in fact we never needed to in the first place. We have everything we need here in this country, and we always have had everything we need in this country. And some people out there, even within the conservative movement, have held quarter for all of these neocon globalists who will tell you that our national interest is somewhere out there. It's right there in Afghanistan. It was right there in Iraq. And at a moment in time, it was there in Libya, and now it's there on the border of the Ukraine and Russia. And soon it's going to be there in Taiwan and the entire Indo-Pacific. And before you know it, we will fall just like the Roman Empire fell before us. You think it's by accident? You think it's by accident that the American government, that the American military is out over its skis? This is exactly how Rome fell. They guarded every military outpost way out there, way, way beyond the heart of Rome, guarding all these military outposts. And for what reason? For whose benefit? For the average Roman citizen? Absolutely not. It was this strange, misguided idea of an expansionist Rome. The same thing we have here, that everybody would want to be Roman. Well, now we're running into people that have their own ideas about the split, have their own ideas about how they want to be governed. And soon we will see, we will fall victim to the exact same fate of the Roman Empire. When the hordes came, when the barbarians came to the gate, when the barbarians stormed the gate, there was not enough people there to defend Rome. Only here in America, we are going to have a unique version of that history, because it's not that there aren't people here to defend Washington, D.C. or America. It's that our own elites are working both sides of the coin to let these people in willingly. Mayorkas, Biden, Kamala, Jean-Pierre, the entire Democrat liberal order there in D.C. and the Washington elite. These are the people that mean to undermine your citizenship. And I'm going to talk more about it throughout the hour. Stay tuned.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good. Having your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints, your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that empower your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guest host for the evening, Royce White, live from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I am not the great Alex Jones, but I've been entrusted with this two-hour block to fill in for the great Alex Jones, and it's an incredible honor. We're talking about World War III. We're on the verge of World War III. Some would say we're already in it. Some would say we've been in it for a long time. If nothing else, the InfoWars platform and Alex Jones's work is symbol of a war that we were already in and somewhat lost. And you could say that we lost that war with great utility. I said it on the show on my own podcast, Please Call Me Crazy, which you could find on YouTube a while back. We lost World War III. This isn't World War III. World War III was the institution of the post-World War II democratic liberal order, which was greatly a war of misinformation that many were lulled to sleep in. And we lost the war without ever being able to put up a fight. Alex Jones tried to put up a fight, and they called him a conspiracy theorist. They banned him from Twitter. And some of you who are all pro Elon Musk, who still won't let Alex Jones on Twitter, even though his work continues to be proven right as we go forward in history. These are the types of people who helped us lose that war. And sure, Twitter has become a little bit more conservative, has been, you know, a little bit less communist than it was before. And, you know, they always got to ease off the valve a little bit when the tyranny becomes too obvious, too overt, especially where everybody's congregated. Right. You know, the Twitter thing was getting a little too obvious because everybody was there. But the real tyranny that they won't let the pressure off of is the tyranny you don't see. And there is a tyranny you don't see. You know, there's a tyranny that remains in the shadows. And in this war and this entire sort of foreign policy, this interventionist foreign policy, this neocon mentality is where the real hidden secret tyranny is taking place. And I have a lot of conservatives out there who are saying right now, hey, the Muslims are coming. The Muslims are coming. And guess what? It would appear that the Muslims are coming. In fact, when I see videos of what should be, per the narrative, South American and Central American refugees, and they are young military-aged men from Syria, I think to myself, wow, I guess the Muslims are coming. However, that being said, we have to have a very grown-up conversation now about what we do next. Yeah, because we can't fight a war everywhere and anywhere if we aren't even secure here in our own country. If our country's border isn't secure, how can we plan to hurl ourselves at the Middle East in a new forever war or continue there in the Ukraine in a forever war that's been going on between the Russian Empire and Great Britain for hundreds of years, if not more? How can we possibly hope to win these fights? So my hope for you today is that you can understand the nuance of this matter enough to allow me to propose a way of thinking about this that could actually be, strategically feasible, even possible. I mean, is there anybody out there who gets their red, white, and blue theme song going and they see those fighter jets and those battle cruisers and the carriers and the aircraft, you know, and you see them flying over Egypt? And you think to yourself, oh, the Middle East is about to find out why America doesn't have free health care. And you know, you get that emotion going in you. You can feel it. It's like, oh, America's going to roll in and kick ass again, right? Think again. You want to roll into a world war, another conflict. You want to hurl yourself at the Middle East while a president is in office who can't remember what day of the week it is? Have you people lost your minds? Have you completely lost all sense of reality? Is the PSYOP working that good? Is Alex Jones more right? Has he been proven more right than we ever could have imagined? Are our darkest and most ugly fears coming to fruition? Not about our elites being corrupt. Not about the politicians being corrupt. Not about there being an international and globalist cabal. All of those things are true. But the darkest fear in the American people's mind should be that our mind is so brainwashed, we are almost defenseless to the propaganda and rhetoric. We're going to roll in to the Middle East now and do a forever war. Not just with Iraq this time, right? Because, I mean, Iraq is still in shambles. Right? Iraq hasn't covered from what we did before. I mean, we still have an ISIS sort of unquantifiable issue there in Iraq. Nobody knows what's going on in Iraq. Nobody knows what's going on in Syria. Syria's a failed state. You got the Kurds there. They got territory on three nation states. We don't know what's going on there. We don't know where they're going to fall. Obviously, Hezbollah's running Lebanon, and we don't know. And hey, they're making open threats. Now, who knows where they really fall on the deal? All of these Arab and Middle Eastern Muslim nations, you know, they talk loud. They talk a big game. And yeah, they are probably involved in some coordinated effort to undermine the West per their own admission. But I wonder just how aligned they really are. And by us providing a symbol, a rally point, a rally cry for them, we are actually playing into their hands or whatever force is behind them. And if that's Russia and China, or if that's a combination of Russia and China and some other player, whoever it is, as long as we continue to hurl ourselves at the Middle East, we provide the rally cry for what would otherwise be very self-interested, autocratic dictator type of leaders there in the Arab world. And so I've said on my podcast over the last couple of weeks, I've said on the show here on InfoWars, the last few times I've been on, bring our boys home. Bring our boys home, regroup, stop defending the empire. They want us in these wars all over the world. Bring our boys home. Bring our boys home, regroup, secure the border. Let's deploy the United States Army. Let's deploy our soldiers to the southern border. To the entire border, all hands on deck on the border. And then some people would say, well, that would actually invite a sort of martial law type of militaristic presence here at home. Well, that's the position we put ourselves in when we stand watch of our own citizenship in this nation and let elites get into office who sell us out. I mean, we're open in so many ways. It's hard to find our way. You know, it's hard to find a direction now. Yeah, we may in fact enter into a time where to secure the border, things may become very militaristic. And that's a scary thought in and of itself. But what we can't do is get into a forever war there in the Middle East, continue a war with Russia, and potentially go to war with Taiwan while we have hordes of illegal immigrants coming into our own country. I mean, come on, guys. You know, don't let the John Woo and the Wild Wild West cowboy movies trick you into thinking that we can win a war like that. We cannot win a war that way. And over the next couple of hours, I'm going to try and explain a different way of thinking that you can take into this election cycle. Royce White here. Stay tuned for more.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock. 60% off part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I am not the great Alex Jones. I am Royce White here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, filling in for the great Alex Jones. And I want to do a little bit of business right here, take care of a little bit of business. As you know, the InfoWars machine is not funded by any of this elitist dark money. It is self-sustaining from you, the viewer. And we got a flash sale here. Brain Force Plus is now 60% off at InfoWars Store. Brain Force Plus is one of our highest rated and best-selling InfoWars life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day. This formula is loaded with natural compounds like yerba mate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you a major boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of Brain Force Plus is a 360 win. You get a super high quality nootropic, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. Visit InfoWars.com and get our bestseller BrainForce Plus for 60% off while supplies last. That's BrainForce 60% off sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, now that we got the business out of the way, I would advise you all to do that. Look, Alex Jones is getting sued for $1 billion. He's the tip of the spear. And when somebody else gets sued for $1 billion, I'll go on their show. When the elites go out of their way to sue another man for $1 billion, I will gladly go on their show and fill in for them as well and help them sell products and do what they need to do to stay afloat. Because obviously there's something very dangerous that Alex Jones has done. And you all know it, and some of you appreciate it, but I think many of us still have problems appreciating what others have sacrificed, and that's why I'm here to support Alex Jones for no other reason than he's the tip of the spear. I tell him it when I talk to him, and I wish him well, and we look forward to seeing him back on the show as soon as possible. Now let's get back to this war we're off into, huh? We're off into World War III, and the neocon mentality is pervasive as all get out. And see, this is how the Uniparty works. It works in both directions. It works on both sides of the coin. In one sense, they want to go to war with Russia. They want to fight in the Ukraine. They want to go to war with Russia, in perpetuity, forever. I mean, a war with Russia is like the sine qua non of a forever war, right? You know, who's going to defeat the Russians? I don't know. I don't think it can be done. Putin certainly doesn't think it can be done. If the last year or so there in the Ukraine shows us anything, doesn't look like we're making much headway. I mean, it was 6 months ago that our elite said they wanted to take back Crimea, that victory against the Russians or in the Ukraine would be a total surrender or recapture of all the formerly held territory from the Ukrainian government. That hasn't happened. They can say they're making headway all they want, like Amy Klobuchar, for example, who last week said, look, the Ukrainians are winning. They're doing well. They're right on the brink. They just need more of your money is what they need. They need more of your support. They need more American soldiers, even special forces and other people there on the ground helping in the Ukraine. We all know it's true. It is what it is. Okay. So they got you going on the Ukraine war, but a small little tiny portion, the silent majority, the MAGA movement, the conservative movement, the Republicans, did not have the appetite for the war with Russia, that our Democrat and liberal counterparts did, right? I mean, they're all ideologically aligned since the days of the Great Game and the Atlantic Charter and the post-World War II Democratic Liberal Order with the Mika Brzezinskis and her dad, Zygmunt Yu, who have always been vehemently anti-Russian in their foreign policy, in their worldview. Hey, all of you weren't going to bite, right? The Ukraine war seemed a little too convenient, especially after we heard Russia, Russia, Russia from the Democrat elites and then found out, hey, Russia, Russia, Russia was really a scam. Coordinated, conspired on by many members of the same intelligence community that now resides over those very same institutions. I mean, you couldn't write it up if you had the perfect amount of time and space and environment and calm to think up a story so succinct. But all of you weren't in on the Ukraine-Russia war. So, hey, who can resist the holy war? The neocon liberal order has always sort of wrapped itself in the religious right. The neocons have always wrapped themselves in the religious right. And where many of you were not all in for war in the Ukraine, who can resist Israel? I mean, who can resist the Jews? And I love them. I mean, I don't have this kind of conservative right wing sort of animus or conspiratorial, you know, attitude towards the Jews. And just like the great Alex Jones had to tell Nick Fuentes many times, yeah, we can point to a lot of Jews who do a lot of corrupt things, but I myself can point to a lot of black people who do a lot of corrupt things. And we can look at the Chinese or Russians or Ukrainians even, or, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And it's not just Ukrainians who happen to be Jewish like Zelensky, who in fact is in on the corruption, but the other people around in the Ukraine who aren't Jewish at all. And so, you know, this, the Jews thing is really a sort of a caricature distraction from the very imminent danger that we all really face. And that's just the broad sword of corruption itself. And in this case, well, hey, it's a two for one. Hey, we get to play the Jew card. And this is exactly what the neocon, Democrat liberal order has played on us. All of you that weren't in for a war in the Ukraine, you got to double down on a war in Israel because, hey, it's a holy war. I mean, you know, and look, there are righteous and divine wars. And what Hamas did in Israel was just as despicable and evil as you could possibly imagine. And there are righteous and divine wars. And we may, in fact, have to fight a war for the future of this nation against what seems like a sort of Islamic revolution on the horizon. We may have to. It's possible. But in order to do so, we got to get very clear about how we're going to fight that war, when and where we're going to fight that war, who benefits from us hurling ourselves at the Middle East right now, who benefits for this unlimited aid to Israel sort of mentality, who benefits from saying, nuke Gaza, or, you know, we have been pulled with our alliance with Israel, with our love and protection, you could say, of the Jewish people. We have all been pulled across the line into what now is a war of propaganda. And if you all don't see it, you need to get outside your echo chamber and tune in to what the world thinks about this current conflict in Israel. All they see is the number. All they see is the death count. All they see are people there in Palestine or in Gaza who are outgunned militarily and technologically. And so as the narrative gets crafted, all they see is that America is helping Israel be, let's say, genocidal towards the Palestinians. And that is the narrative they're telling. And we make it pretty easy. I'm not going to lie. We make it pretty easy. I mean, I'm just going to be straight up with you. We're making it so easy. It's almost as if, again, the elites of our country are hell bent on destroying the West, right? I mean, come on. We can't tell little brother Israel. We can't get, you know, rein them in, right? No special forces. We're just going to bomb the entire place. What, they open up Rafah's crossing and let the Palestinians out? Now they're going to reorganize in the Sinai Peninsula there, and they're going to let Palestinians back in to Gaza after Hamas is destroyed. Just tell me how you're going to identify Hamas. Tell me the level of counterintelligence you would need to precisely identify Hamas as to make sure that they won't come back in whenever that time may come. How do you know they're not getting out now? How do you know you're even killing Hamas? Hamas isn't even concentrated in Gaza. A good majority of the Hamas leadership is abroad. There's Hamas leadership spread throughout the entire Middle East. We have to get very clear about this narrative, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. We're going to talk about it more here for this segment of The Alex Jones Show.
Please, remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday afternoon. I am your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as we face an invasion, what can only be described as an invasion of our country, of our southern border. And I said earlier, and I'll say it again, you know, I'm not one of these, the Muslims are coming. Look, you have a Second Amendment, right? And all of you right now better be getting real serious about what many used to caricature Alex Jones over the years. When he talked about 1776, when he talked about the importance of the Second Amendment, when he talked about bearing arms and it being the sole source of your freedom, we're now going to get a heavy dose of just how important that really is. And so before I paint any would-be enemy, threat, foreign or domestic, as a boogeyman, I remember our founding fathers and the utility of the Second Amendment. But all of us Americans have to get serious about it. We have to get serious about the Second Amendment. It's not just a political wedge issue. It's not just a talking point. It is the sole source. It is the fundamental source of our freedom here as American citizens. And the ability to be able to defend ourselves, our freedom, that citizenship against any would-be enemy, foreign or domestic. So we're facing an invasion. And look, I'm not one to say the Muslims are coming. The Muslims are coming. In fact, I meet a lot of Muslims here in the, you know, great state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities who are absolutely appalled by Democrat policies, by their own admission. And I don't think that every Muslim from here to Indonesia is in on this plot to subvert and undermine the West. But I think there are people who are directly involved with sinister plots. And then I think there are people who are unknowingly involved in sinister plots. And ultimately, when you break down the real nature of this invasion. It's not that, you know, maybe it is that all of these Muslims are being led in the country for a sort of sleeper cell attack in the near future. But do they really need to do that? I mean, the Islamic faith for many is quite the calling card, quite the rally point of ideological belief. And it has always been extremely anti-Western, and for some good reason. And this is why many of the America First movement, many in the MAGA movement say we openly denounce the war in Iraq, the both wars in Iraq, what we did in Libya, what we did there in Afghanistan. All we did was add fuel to the fire. We added fuel to a fire that was already juxtaposed, already in opposition of our fundamental and core beliefs. Why are we trying to go give a democracy and Christianity suppository to a country or an area full of people who fundamentally think different than we do? Why is that a good use of our time? Why is it a good use of our time now? What's the plan there in the Middle East? Is somebody going to tell me? Are one of the, you know, I wasn't educated at West Point or Yale or, you know, one of these Atlanticist universities, Harvard, or, you know, the Chicago School of the Chicago Business School or whatever. I wasn't educated at one of these places. One of these neocon, neoliberal universities, you know, one of these higher institutions of learning, of interventionist foreign policy. So maybe I'm just a little off here, but I seem to be missing where anybody's going to come to the podium, come to the stage, under the spotlight, to the microphone and say, here's how we're going to do it. Here's how we're going to win. This is what it's going to look like. I fail to hear that. Does anybody else fail to hear that? Just feel free to drop it in the comments. I always like to know, am I talking to an audience that's seeing the same sort of thing I'm seeing? Yeah, we're all riled up. Yeah, Putin is the new enemy. He's the devil. When that fails, when you can't get enough out of the Putin boogeyman, you can always go to the Muslim boogeyman. I mean, that's just ripe for the picking, right? And everybody's on board, right? We're going to give unlimited money, unlimited support, more weapons to our little brother there, Israel, huh? I mean, how do we do it? Somebody tell me. And then they say, oh, well, you know, Israel doesn't need our help. They just need us to stay out of their way. Really? Oh, they don't need our help? Well, then why are we sending them more money? Why are we sending them more weapons? Obviously they do need our help. Well, why is our, why is the Ford cruising into the Mediterranean? Why are our special forces having to stand up the IDF commando units? Why are we having to lead the raids into the tunnels in Gaza if they don't need our help? Our boys are in the line of fire once again. Why is it? Hopefully, pray. Pray. Be relentless in your prayer that Turkey doesn't get involved. Now, I don't really think that Turkey will get involved. I think they're just blowing smoke, but you never know. I mean, we're at that kind of tipping point right now. You know, if you ever, you know, see a penny or a quarter spin, and as it starts to waver and it may fall, it kind of wobbles and tilts and you can't really make heads or tails of it. We're at that point right now in our international, in our geopolitical situation. Sure, we would like to think when it comes to Turkey, the heart of the Turk always yearns for Vienna. We would love to think that, you know, that is the conventional wisdom around Turkey, that the eye of Turkey longs for Vienna. But Erdogan is certainly a return to a more Islamic-based governance leadership there in Turkey. And when you see Erdogan, now they said he stood before a million people. I'm pretty good with eyeballing crowds and numbers. Didn't look like a million people. Maybe 50,000, maybe 75,000 people. Looked like an entire soccer stadium worth of people there that he was preaching in front of. And he made no, he was He was unashamed, unabashed in saying, this is East versus West. This is the moon versus the cross. This is the crescent versus the cross. And you got to think to yourself, and I always go back to this. Do I agree with any of these Muslim leaders of these Muslim countries? Do I believe with the fundamental tenets of Islam? No, I'm a Christian. Okay. So where we're going to have disagreements is kind of obvious, right? But does that mean I'm going to think this is all of their own doing and not understand how our own elites have played into this sort of this global military scam on both sides of the aisle, more so the neocons even than the neoliberals? The neoliberals are pacifist cucks like they always are. They want to try and work out some peace agreement where they let 17 million military age Middle Eastern people into the country because, hey, if the country collapses, better for them anyway, right? I mean, at bottom, they're Marxists anyway. They'll drop back into the crowd and try and blend in with their BLM and Antifa masks as they hold up signs of Che Guevara and the hammer and sickle, which isn't too far off these days from the moon and crescent there in the Middle East. So, you know, we know how the neoliberals are going to do it. They're going to fade into the background and try and blend in the crowd. And the neocons, they're going to try and go out in a blaze of glory, right? They're going to shoot their way to the top. They're going cowboy. Oh, right. Good old American cowboy. Yeehaw. Let's go to war with the Muslims. But didn't we just lose a war there in the Middle East? If my accounting is somewhat accurate, I would say that we just lost a war there in Afghanistan not too long ago. And we have the same exact man in office in the seat of commander in chief right now that we had then. And his cognitive ability has only deteriorated from that time. It's only gotten worse. The man's 100 years old. His brain's not going to get better. And we got a year left. And oh, don't get it twisted. They will cheat, as they're showing through the legal system and lawfare, to make sure that no competent leader will be able to have a say in the West decline through this war. Right. So maybe Turkey is aligned with the Muslims. Maybe Turkey's just selling wolf tickets. But if Turkey does get involved, if Hezbollah gets involved, if Jordan or one of these other neighboring Arab nations gets involved, if in fact Iran gets involved, you can't tell me that America's not going to send our boys to back up Israel. You can't tell me that. There's no way you can tell me we're not sending our sons and daughters to defend this nation, the nation of Israel. And what does that mean? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for a draft? You know, we got so many transsexuals in the United States military. Surely we're going to need a draft, or else we're going to lose. Stay tuned for more on the other side of the break.
Products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's done the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening. today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Much like other recent fires, such as Paradise, California, there have been several anomalies involving the recent fires in Maui. In the middle of an area untouched by fire, a random car with melted glass and melted aluminum alloy wheels and NORAD-tracked CCP satellites directly above all three fires at the time of ignition. Many people are saying it's directed energy weapons, and we are not getting any answers from our criminal government. The people of Lahaina have been given access back into their neighborhood, and there are more of these anomalies being discovered. A viral video of the Lahaina Pentecostal Church shows what appears at first glance to be an electrical fire in the ceiling. But how is everything in the church pristine, except for a portion of the roof seam and the wall at one end? Many are saying this looks like a laser cut through the roof. There is an area with just a few buildings that have been totally devastated by fire, while everything surrounding them has been untouched. It is unclear as to how these random buildings caught fire.
And obviously the building next door is fully intact, no structural damage, no fire damage whatsoever. And then you have this building here. You can see the scuba tanks in there. This was one of the dive shops. You can see it's completely and utterly burned from the inside out.
And there are automobiles in untouched areas that somehow completely burned out. Once again, with melted glass and aluminum.
All right, little parking lot, gravel. Everything's looking good. Those cars are probably working somewhere. These have been here for a while. But then this thing, and I know it didn't get moved here, because you can still see the scorch marks on the building. Okay, so how'd this thing catch fire? Scorch marks, right? It was definitely burning right here. Just a random car fire? Random truck fire? Okay, look at this. Look at this. How could this car... Okay, the building is perfectly fine. We got a concrete parking lot, right? I mean, even the trees are still good. And yet we got this guy. I mean, this car is melted, bro. This thing got absolutely melted. I mean, there's nothing. Someone probably threw that water bottle in there, but look at this thing, man. Now talk to me, people. Somebody. Not a conspiracy theorist, but somebody that understands something about fires. Tell me, in the midst of this fire, is there an ember that's big enough that could float over here, incinerate this car, melt it, and nothing else around it? I don't think it was moved here, right? I don't think it was moved here. That's just tripping me out. How'd it catch fire? What happened? I don't even see flame marks back there. I see marks here, brown, black. You can see it happened here, right?
The wood survived the fire, but other objects were turned to piles of ash. In many of these piles, the ash appears to have been metal.
Why is all this on fire? Or why did it all... There's not even a structure here. But, again, I don't know. Just piles of ashes of stuff that was... clearly made out of some kind of tin foil or metal or something. I don't know, the metal really took a hammering on this fire. If you were metal, I mean wood, you're kind of good, right? Wood? Yeah, you're not too bad. You're metal, you're done.
We aren't getting any answers. The victims of Lahaina are being ignored while the government funnels money to Israel.
And the metal culvert is melted. Look at the metal culvert. Look at that. It's a metal culvert, man. It melted. And just a little bit of grass, right? Why is that metal culvert charred?
And a frog has been found at ground zero, frozen in mid-jump, suggesting an instantaneous flash of high energy.
this right here is a toad that is petrified or mummified in mid-leap. So you can see the angle of it. It's not squatting down. It's very symmetrical in every way that it is. And you can see those legs just jumping. So whatever it is that happened, happened in a split second.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that empower your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Great Alex Jones. I am not. I'm sorry to disappoint. My name is Royce White, here from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am doing my best to fill in for the great one himself, the real great one, not Mark Levin. I know they call Mark Levin the great one, and I don't know if I'm supposed to even go into this here on the show, but the Mark Levins of the world are the neocon types that we're up against, and they want to say right now, look, Jerusalem is the hill we need to die on. We're going into a holy war, ladies and gentlemen. And the very gravity of our own faith, the weight of our own faith and our faith tradition and the rich history of our faith tradition is being used against us. You know, the hill there in Jerusalem is the hill that we all need to die on in the West. Like I said before, maybe we fight a holy war. Maybe there's a holy war in our future. Maybe that holy war starts right here at home. Maybe that holy war starts right here trying to secure our own border, of which many, many military age males from countries in the Middle East are now flowing through unlimited amounts. So maybe there is a holy war to come in the future. But now we have to have a grown-up conversation about how we win that war. It can't be out of emotion. It can't be reactionary. It can't be knee-jerk. It can't be based in the neocon, neoliberal order and protecting the empire, saving the empire. The only way to save this nation is to relinquish the empire. And what benefit is it to relinquish the empire? I mean, this is the fundamental question we're coming down to. Maybe I need to calm myself down. I'm on the Alex Jones show. I get a little hyped up. I can't say that, hosting InfoWars isn't a sort of emotional type of deal. I don't think people really understand how much Alex Jones has meant to this country and the flow of information in this country. Unquantifiable. So maybe I need to calm it down a little bit. I'm a little hyped up this afternoon. Sunday afternoon, we're going to war with the Middle East. It's a holy war. What would it do if we were just relinquished the empire? I mean, since World War II, we adopted the foreign policy of the British. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's right there on paper. It was the Atlantic Charter. Winston Churchill went to Roosevelt and said, we need help to fight off the Germans. The Germans of who the British intellectuals first inspired to go on their conquest, which eventually led into Russia. And the Churchills of the world and many in the West helped funded the Nazi war machine in the very beginning. The Prescott Bushes. I mean, this neocon thing runs deep. the Prescott Bushes funded the Nazi war machine because they really, many could say, wanted to set the Germans off on the Russians. Why? Why would the West, why would Europeans, why would the British intellectuals, why would American corporate elites want to set a vicious, evil war machine like what would become the Nazi war machine off on the Russians? Well, you got to go a little bit further back before World War II and World War I to the Halford John Mackinder World Island theory that said a Russian and German alliance would be the springboard for global domination through conquest of the Eurasian landmass. This was Mackinder. This is still the prevailing ideology taught in all of these political elite higher institutions of learning. The Mackinder land theory. This is the geography of geopolitics. And so when the Germans went in to fight Russia and Adolf Hitler got his own ideas and was then mad at the British Empire for not coming to his aid and helping him to fight in Russia, well, then he turned on his own masters, you could say. Well, some would say that's a bit too far of a stretch to call the West, Western elites, Hitler's masters. But the man had a portrait of Ford in one of his private studies. Now, I don't know about any of you, but you don't put a portrait up of a man unless you greatly revere that man, especially if you're a guy like Adolf Hitler, right? I mean, you can't really come to grips with how a man would have a portrait of another man in his office unless it was either A, homoerotic, or he fancied the ideas of the man. He revered the man. He was an idol. So then the German war machine turns on the rest of Europe and says, hey, if you guys aren't going to come clean about your ambitions there with Russia, then we might as well just take the entire thing. Cause what good are you? What good are you to let the Germans run off into a war with Russia and act as though this isn't of your desire? And finally, he gets right up on the edge of giving the British Empire everything they could handle. And Churchill calls and phones Roosevelt and says, hey, listen, we got to stop this guy. We got to stop this guy. He's out of control. And Roosevelt says, yes, but at a price. And that price is you got to relinquish the empire. And boom, we dropped two bombs on Japan and Nagasaki and Hiroshima and the Axis powers fall. And what did we do afterward? We adopted the Crown's foreign policy. We adopted the Crown's foreign policy. We became the de facto steward of the relinquished colonial empire. We were the protectorate. And what did we do instead of the vassal empire that the British Empire had, where they made the smaller nations pay tribute for protection and economic inclusion, so the lack of a better term. I know that's a liberal leftist term, but it kind of makes sense here because, after all, liberalism comes from the same post-Enlightenment tree of intellectual tradition that communism and many of these other isms did. This is a European affectation. Instead of being the vassal empire the British were, where the tributary states pay the empire for protection, inclusion into the global trade, we became a reverse vassal empire. And we started to recruit nations to carry our dollar. This was Bretton Woods Conference, right, with America's currency, the U.S. dollar, becoming the reserve currency, which would later then become the greatest export of our nation, which is now in jeopardy because a nation's currency, a currency on the world stage, has just as much to do with people's belief in it and people's belief in your nation as it does the actual value of it. And at that level, the value of a currency becomes very narrative driven, which is why something can happen in one part of the world and it shakes the stock market in another part. So we became a reverse vassal empire. Hey, you guys carry our dollar, then you get to carry our military along with it because, hey, wherever our dollar is, of course, our military is sure to follow to protect the national interest. And that's what Israel is. Israel in our hearts as Christians, in our hearts as believers in God, may be a symbol of a very ancient covenant between God and his chosen people, or God and all of us people, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. It may be that for us, but for America's, as a corporation, for America as a military industrial complex, Israel is nothing more than a shell corporation that justifies unlimited military aid, $2-3 trillion a year that they get to siphon off and steal. Do you guys know what the whack up is on a VIG of $3 trillion for about 2,000 people? That's what we have. About $2-3 trillion every year that always makes do. And it gets whacked up amongst 2-3,000 people. You do the math. And we wonder why we're in perpetual war. We wonder why we're always in a constant state of seeking out the next conflict. The military industrial complex has to have its money. It has to have its $3 trillion, because Donald Trump didn't put us in any new wars. The desperation has grown to find a war. And what do we find as soon as Donald Trump leaves office? We find 2, maybe 3 wars on the Eurasian landmass. Are you starting to see why they don't like Donald Trump? I mean, really. Can you see it? Stay tuned.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again, when it's clutch time, to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Royce White, your host for the evening here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we've been talking about the prospect of world war. I just went over in the last segment, I went over us taking over the British Empire's foreign policy after World War II, becoming a reverse vassal empire where we pay countries to carry our dollar and the justification to carry our military, and the turnover that is always necessary for a military industrial complex, which is exactly what we had after Donald Trump. I mean, they all have these, everybody has this theory about, you know, the Muslims are coming or the Russians are coming. And don't get me wrong, I think that the formation of a sort of Eurasian alliance with China, Russia, and Iran is a very formidable threat, and we should be watching it, and we should be ready to fight an all-out war if need be. If need be, we need to fight an East versus West war. But what does that look like? But before we even get to any of that, some of this may be somewhat preemptive. Some of this may be a bit, premature, in that I see just as much motive for the military industrial complex of our own country to have to turn over certain stockpiles, certain munitions, certain things like we sent there to the Ukraine when that conflict started, because Donald Trump had starved the military industrial complex of a war. And so America First is anti-forever war, and we are anti-genocide. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Hey, if you're going to kill all 2 million Palestinians, don't do it in our name. Don't do it in our name. I mean, there's nothing remotely appropriate about that. Don't do it in our name, right? I mean, let's just cut around all of the BS here. And this isn't about Israel, and it's not about the Jews. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it for 1 minute. I've watched people use the Jewish identity, hijack the Jewish identity, and misappropriate the Jewish identity the same way many do with the black identity here in America. The two are synonymous in that way. They use the Jewish identity to justify military supremacy and military industrial complex and globalism on the international stage. They use the black identity to justify the ever expansion of the federal government here at home. And they tell you, if we don't expand the federal government here at home, if we don't expand the military industrial complex there internationally, then blacks and Jews will always be in danger. And I ask myself, just like I ask myself of those Jews living in southern Israel, why weren't they armed? Why weren't they armed? If you're a country that lives surrounded by your enemies who are always a threat, to wake up one morning in a fit of ideological rage and storm the wall, if you live in that kind of circumstance, why would you not always be armed? I just don't get how there are music festivals at the southern wall of Israel ever. Is there a false sense of belief in Israel's military capacity that profound? And when I ask myself that, I start to think about us here at home as Americans, and how this same sort of woke, posh, prosperous, luxury-driven American mindset has a false sense of belief in the military-industrial complex. Now, ours is a little bit different than theirs. I mean, we're not surrounded by our enemies. I mean, Mexico and Canada would have a long day at the office to ever try and send invasionary forces into the homeland United States. But our invasion is of a different sort. Our invasion is of an asymmetric means. Our invasion is our political elites allowing what could be enemies into our country under the veil of humanitarianism. But they're in Israel. I mean, they're surrounded on all fronts by people who openly declare themselves their enemies. And then I think all the way back to the inception of this nation and go, is it really a favor? Is it really some sort of love for a nation to stick them in the middle of a bunch of their enemies? Well, what kind of loving gesture is that for all you neocon, neoliberal cucks out there who want to say this is just about our biblical tie to a country with the same faith tradition? What kind of move is it to throw your loved ones in the middle of their enemies and tell them to fend for themselves? Or even to tell them that we'll come have their back when we have a 79-year-old president in office who can't remember what day of the week it is? What kind of position have we really put Israel in? The Israelis are being used. The Jews are being used. The Jewish identity is being used. And at the same time, they're using the counter narrative against us as well. Two sides of the same coin. And here we are stuck in this sort of Gordian knot of ideological prejudgments about the world and how it's divided and how people are divided. Yet we're being conquered more and more every single day. The counter narrative is, you black people should have a lot in common with these Palestinians. No, the Jews aren't black. Hey, there aren't black Jews there in Israel. There aren't 3 million Africans living as Jews there in Israel. You black people all around the world, all you non-white people all around the world should more closely identify with Hamas and the Palestinians when the Arabs were the original slave traders, the original continental slave traders of the Eurasian landmass, or one of the original kind. I mean, do you see how the narrative is just so convoluted down into this rabbit hole of nothingness where the average American, on any given day, the average American citizen could be sitting here watching their TV and they have so many prejudgments about this conflict and the prevailing, the conventional wisdom around these groups or identities that they have no clue what's actually going on here? Can everybody see that? Out there, honestly, tell me if I'm a crackpot. I mean, I thought here on InfoWars, if anywhere, being a crackpot was accepted. I mean, I thought that's kind of the rap on us. But somebody tell me something different, right? The Jewish identity has now become synonymous with a white supremacy identity when there are 3 million African Jews living there in Israel. And I'm not caping up for Israel because I don't think that, look, on record, Israel was a supporter, was a resource, helped build Hamas up to keep from a two-state Palestinian proposition, you could say. Is that anti-Israel to say? Is that anti, or is it anti-people who say they're Jewish and then put their own people in danger through their policy and leadership the same way we are here? Is it anti-American to say that Joe Biden is a complete moron? Is it anti-American to say Kamala Harris is a complete fraud? Is it anti-American to say that Barack Obama was the sine qua non of identity politics three-card Monty? Is that anti-American? No, the fundamental cornerstone of America is that we get to criticize our government. Can we criticize Israel's right now? That's an important question. It's an important question that we have to answer, because whether we want to answer it or not, whether our faith tradition is aligned or not, now we're going to war. And war is an entirely different proposition than the esoteric dialogue about international politics and peacekeeping. War is a different scenario completely.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers in the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And right now, I want to do a plug, a flash sale. Brain Force Plus is now 60% off at InfoWars Store. Brain Force Plus is one of our highest rated and best-selling InfoWars life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day. This formula is loaded with natural compounds like yerba mate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you a major boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of BrainForce Plus is a 360 win. You get a super high quality nootropic and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get our bestseller Brain Force Plus for 60% off while supplies last. And you guys, come on. I mean, go and support the great Alex Jones. I said it in the first hour. I'll say it again. When the establishment goes out of its way to sue a man for $1 billion, you know he's doing something right. We all got to be that boost, chip in where you can to help the man fight these people. I mean, we all could have, but before I go on about this war, we all saw the Alex Joneses of the world. We all heard the Alex Joneses of the world. We all heard the warning. We all heard him sound the alarm. And part of us was so caught up in what other people thought about us, what other people thought. Part of us was so concerned with people calling us crazy or conspiracy theorists or quacks or crackpots or whatever pejorative these status quo sheep and lemmings want to use. We were all so worried. We kind of sat back and let Alex Jones go out front and now take the arrows. And look at where we are. Look at where we are now. Now, so many things Alex Jones said are coming true. People are still scared to stand up and stand with him and come on a show and host InfoWars like I'm doing now. Because, hey, you know, the battle is all but over at this point, right? So what good is it to join the losing team, so to speak? And I don't think we're the losing team. And that's what I want to talk about for the remainder of my time here on the show this afternoon is we have not lost yet. It's not over yet. It's not over. Doesn't look good. It's ugly. Doesn't look good. I mean, I just think to myself, how many people on it? I often comment on my Instagram. Maybe it's just me because I keep watching them and the algorithm wants to keep showing them to me. But I see so many videos of people doing high risk activities like, you know, parkour on the top of 50 story buildings and whatnot. And I post them. I repost them on my Instagram. Not because I think they're cool, but because it just shocks me, you know, how much of a jerk off society we've created, you know, where we could be going to World War III. We could have this level of tyranny through kangaroo courts and lawfare and whatnot, or we could be, you know, still under the convention of the World Health Organization, what could be another pandemic and lockdown at any moment, at any given moment. All of these things that we're faced with, and yet we have time to climb 200 stories in the air just so that people on Instagram can look at us and like the video or, you know, think we're cool. I don't know. To me, it just looks like nihilism. To me, it looks like the outgrowth of a nihilistic type of culture and society. I mean, when you play with your life, you know, that unnecessarily, it's just like sky jumping gone, you know, on steroids. Even people who skydive to me. So what are you doing? You can't find anything. You know, John F. Kennedy, it's not what your country can do for you. What can you do for your country? And you got time to skydive and the country's burning. You know, it's the conversation I had with my dear friend Jason Whitlock, whose relationship is currently estranged. I say, well, why do we have time to talk about sports? And sure, we can make cultural connections between sports and the greater political circumstance of our country or the West or the world, no doubt. But there's got to be some balance and there's got to be some priority about the real situation with politics. And every time we fail to allocate some time to read a book like The Best and the Brightest about the Vietnam War, go back and look at what Julian Assange and Edward Snowden were saying. And go back in the archives and look at what an Alex Jones was saying 10 years ago. And go back and look at what John F. Kennedy was actually fighting against with military industrial come. Go back to Eisenhower and read what Eisenhower said about the military industrial. Equip yourself. I mean, an hour of study a day. Is it really too much to ask? Is it really too much to ask that you find an hour out of your day to dedicate to your own freedom? Is it too much to ask that you find an hour out of your posh, luxurious Western life to study and equip yourself to defend your own freedom? If you won't defend your own freedom, how can I Or how can an Alex Jones or any young man and woman that puts that uniform on or any politician that gets into office? I mean, our government and our military in great ways is a reflection of our own spirit and will. And we got to be real clear about that. And right now, we're on our way to a world war. Why? Why? Because we've traded our freedom for radical materialism and security. And I'm emphasizing the security in this particular case, right? Because again, we may go to war with the Muslims. We may go to war with Islam. I'm not saying it's out of the question. And I'm not saying that we should let the Muslims push us around or bully us or we should surrender to the Muslims. But what I'm saying is we've been pinned into a kind of strange crossfire here between having a president who's incompetent, letting people across our border and then sending our troops across the ocean to defend another nation's border. We can't even defend our own border, and we're defending Israel's border, and that makes me anti-Semitic to say? That makes me anti-Israel? What happens if America falls? I mean, I think we got this whole thing backwards somewhere in here. And I think it was right around the time when everybody started paying more attention to Kim Kardashian's butt size and Kanye West's latest, pseudo-political rant. You know, somewhere in here, we started to think that we could do things backwards, right? Let's go defend Ukraine's border and Israel's border. And if America's border is wide open, and if America collapses because its border is wide open, who's going to defend Israel or Ukraine? Who's going to defend the West against any of these forces, against any of these powers? If our house is not in order, if our country is not prosperous, if our country isn't independent, right now today, a real president, a real leader, would stop with the propaganda, would sound the alarm, would go before the American people on a national, publicly broadcasted transmission and say, here's where we're at. We're at war with Russia. We've been at war with China. They've gained a lot of support in the region on the Eurasian landmass through historical propaganda. Some of it's propaganda, some of it's not. I mean, the colonial empire did do a number on the rest of the world. The sun never sets on the British Empire, and we need to stop defending them. But some of it's propaganda, some of it's not, right? But the propaganda in the whole deal isn't that the British Empire wasn't colonial, or isn't that the British Empire wasn't racist, because surely it was. The propaganda is that the Chinese aren't racist, or that the Russians aren't ethno-national. And all these African and Arab countries are lining their deck with Russia and China cards. Like they're going to be some better king of the hill than we are. We continuously let these people into our country. And I'm going to talk about it to end of just how we got to where we are. But the point I'm making now is we have to take a step back. We should take a step back and say the number one issue, the number one thing we need to do to refortify this nation. I mean, immediately, right now, today. Is secure our supply chains. We need to secure America's vital supply chains. There's no telling where this conflict is going to go. There's no telling what turn this war takes. But we as America could have a completely independent nation. Then we could actually fight for freedom. But it was never about fighting for freedom in the first place. And that's the great neocon that's been waged on you. That's the great lie. Stay tuned.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store at InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've been your host now for 2 hours here on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening for some of you, and I'm very honored, as always, to be able to host for Alex Jones. Our love and prayers are with Alex. Our love and prayers and thoughts are with Owen Schroyer. Our love and thoughts and prayers are with all the people who have been persecuted under these tyrannical regimes that have now opened the country up to attack, opened the country up to collapse, opened the country up to any manner of perversion and corruption and eventually, you know, death, despair, so on and so forth. And it's not doom and gloom. Like I said before, we can fix this. We can fix this. But the first thing we got to do is get these prejudgments out of our mind. The first thing we got to do is stop talking about a thing as serious as war in esoteric terms. The first thing we got to do is turn off the Sean Hannity. The first thing we got to do is turn off the Mark Levin. The first thing we got to do is turn off MSNBC, the purveyors of the post-World War II democratic liberal order, the Mika Brzezinskis, who grew up in the house with Daddy Zygmunt Yu. I mean, this entire anti-Russian sentiment of the Atlantic, the Atlanticists, United Nations-based international peacekeeping organization, is the brainchild of Mika Brzezinski's father. And as soon as you start to understand the history, the very short history, in fact, of these people and their ideology, you can understand where a lot of our troubles begin and where a lot of our troubles may, in fact, end. This nation is at a tipping point. It has been for some time. There's always been tipping points, but it's gotten worse. I mean, a nation's debt, a nation's border, a nation's leadership, a nation's values, a nation's beliefs, these are signals to the overall maintenance, the overall health, the overall function of a nation itself. And right now ours is in big, big trouble. And they can tell you, you know, that, you know, this conflict in the Middle East is an easy one. Either you're pro Hamas or you're pro Israel, or they can tell you that our domestic situation here at home is an easy one. Either you're pro black or you're pro white supremacy. I mean, all of this stuff is just a distraction. I mean, when we really get down to it, it's just a distraction. It's a distraction to be able to steal from you, number one, but it's also a distraction to keep you sleep, keep you, in a sort of fog as to the agenda that's being carried out. And there's two scenarios here. Either A, America loses, America collapses, America fails, to maintain its sovereignty, its structure of government, its beliefs, its ideas. Either we fail and the hordes descend, or we're successful and we beat back all of our enemies, quote unquote, all around the world. And then America becomes the hired gun for New World Order. So how do we win? I mean, how do we really win in a scenario where you see both outcomes that clear? And if any of you have an argument about those two outcomes, please provide the context. Because if America doesn't win, I mean, we all know how that's going to shake out. We become a banana republic of an entirely more extreme variety than we already are, so to speak. And it's going to be the wild, wild west. It's going to be every man for himself here in America. Who knows what America is going to look like in that post, empirical demise. Nowhere will be safe. I can tell you that. Certainly not the safety you feel now, where, you know, you can watch Netflix and you can order Uber Eats and, you know, yeah, it's all good. It's all good until it's not. So, you know, if America collapses, there'll be no more. Kansas is going bye-bye, you know, but if America succeeds, and that's the real danger over the horizon that an Alex Jones has really cautioned us toward, because if America succeeds and we're able to defeat all of our enemies through violent means of force, you've just now, you've graduated to the hired gun of the New World Order. America first is the remedy. America first is the counterintuitive remedy to the aspiration and ambition of globalism. I keep saying borders aren't just some arbitrary, political line drawing. Borders aren't just a way to split people up. Yeah, sure. They function as that. And the British Empire did a great job of arbitrarily drawing lines there in the Middle East that now all of us have to defend and deal with. But the real spiritual meaning behind borders is that it places a boundary on man's unfettered ambition. And we need those boundaries now. We need them more than ever. We need our borders to be secure, but we also need our border to act as a check on our own impulse from within the country. For us as Americans, why do we need to be caught up in some, and I hear people saying you got to confront evil. You got to confront evil. Who are we to say what evil is right now? We're teaching our sons to chop their penises off and start to dress like women because they feel feminine on a given day, whatever that even means. In one sense, they'll say to feel feminine or masculine is a stereotype, a cultural construct. And the next day they'll say, if you wake up and you feel in alignment with the cultural construct, you should make life-changing alterations to your fundamental biology. There's nothing more evil than that. I don't know what's more evil. To walk into I actually don't know what's more evil. To walk into a room full of people and blow yourself up, or to convince a young man because he likes to, I don't know, paint rather than play basketball, that he should chop his penis off? I mean, judge lest not you be judged. And right now, we have just as much of a problem with evil and Satanism in our own country as anybody does over there across the water. And even more importantly than these cultural wedge issues and where you fall in determining the severity of the problem in Islam or the Middle East versus our own problems here at home, the real question is, how do we win a war? Can we win a war? What lengths would we have to go to win that war? Are you okay with that? Is it morally right? I mean, these are questions that came up during Vietnam. And you should go back and listen to the incredible, incredible dialogues that took back, just how erudite the conversations were in light of the Vietnam War and the moral question of it. These are things you should spend your time going back and getting familiar with, because we have now entered into an election cycle where the one man who could genuinely say that he was an anti-war president is being forced off the ballot in some states, or the attempt to force him off the ballot in some states is now underway. You think that's by accident? You think they don't like Donald Trump because of his personal flaws? Do you really think they care about people's personal flaws? I mean, to let the liberals and the neocons, both of them now, to let the neoliberals and the neocons, remember, the neocons, you know, the rhinos, the Christies and the Cruises and the Bushes and the Karl Roves and all of them, right? Just, I mean, they are just as anti-Trump as any Democrat or liberal. To let them make it seem as though their hate or rejection of Donald Trump is based on personal immorality or flaw is laughable. So what is the common thread that holds them all together? Their desire for globalism. Their desire for empire. Their desire to keep the empire going. To preserve the status quo of business as usual. And what has our business been? Our business has been to be in everybody else's business. We need a referendum here in this country about being in everybody else's business. I don't care if it's Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. It doesn't really matter much to me. It does not matter. We need to stop getting in everybody else's business until we get our own in order. That's just a fundamental axiom of human life. You got to have your own business in order before you go poking your nose in everybody else's business, or you better. Because if you don't, you end up taking a huge fall. And we're on the brink of that now. America First is anti-forever war. We're anti-genocide. And most importantly, we're anti-getting everybody else's business. When the inflation rate is through the roof and your average American citizen and family can't put together $500 cash in a crisis. This has been another episode of the Alex Jones Show. I'm grateful to have been your host for these 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed it. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and support the movement. And you can watch Please Call Me Crazy with yours truly on Monday, Wednesday, Friday on YouTube and other places where it's available. Thank you. The fight continues. And as always, Godspeed.
Please remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things. Anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.